This is Akashwani. The news read by Hageani. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed upon the need for the Indian economy to be more self-reliant and excel in export. The president also urged the citizens to make India a leading center of knowledge and trade. The president said this while addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Engineering Exports Promotion Council in New Delhi. She said that the foundations laid for Atmanirbhar Bharat during the COVID era have been continuously delivering. She added that a key dimension of Atmanirbhar Bharat should be where the impact of global instability is felt the least upon the national economy. The president said that the challenges of global trade need to be turned into opportunities by utilizing the exceptional capabilities available in our country. Prime Minister Modi will address the valedictory session of BJP and NDA MPs workshop today. The two-day workshop started at the Bal Yogi Auditorium in Parliament Complex yesterday. Senior BJP leaders and members of Parliament are exchanging their valuable perspectives on diverse issues at the workshop. In a social media post yesterday, the Prime Minister said that the platforms like Sansad Karyashala are important because they are great forums to learn from each other and deliberate on how we can serve people even better. Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today underlined that job creation and employment generation are key pillars of a strong and self-reliant India. He was speaking at the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Labour and Employment and a private company in New Delhi to promote youth employment and skill development. Dr. Mandavia said that collaboration with private platforms will expand access to job opportunities and strengthen crucial sectors such as agriculture, services and infrastructure. He added that the National Career Service Portal is playing a key role with over 51 lakh registrations and 46 lakh vacancies listed, including 28,000 international jobs. The elections for the post of the Vice President will be held tomorrow. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face INDIA bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. In Manipur, security forces arrested six cadres of different militant groups during search and cordon operations conducted yesterday. According to Manipur police, security forces arrested two cadres of militant groups PLA, one cadre each of KCP, MFL and UNLFK near Indo-Myanmar international border in Tengnaupal district of Manipur. In another operation, two active cadres of militant group KCP Apunba were arrested from Lilong Chajing Mamang Leikai of Imphal West District. In Jammu and Kashmir, one unidentified terrorist has been killed in the ongoing operation in the Gudnar Forest area in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. An army spokesperson said a junior commissioned officer of army also suffered injuries in the operation. Earlier, a joint cordon and search operation was launched by Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir police in Gudnar Forest area and Kulgam district this morning. As the forces personnel reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired upon indiscriminately, triggering gunfight between the two sides. The operation is underway. Senior journalist and editor of The Telegraph, Sankarshan Thakur, passed away in Gurugram today. He was 63. Expressing grief, the Press Club of India in a social media post said he was a fearless voice in journalism and his sharp political analysis and unwavering commitment to the truth will be deeply missed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting flood-affected Punjab tomorrow to take stock of the present situation. He is likely to hold a review meeting also. The Punjab government has urged the Prime Minister to announce a 20,000 crore rupees relief package for the flood-affected state during his visit. Meanwhile, the tally of human lives lost has increased to 48. More than 3,87,000 people have been directly displaced from 2,050 villages across the state and thousands have been evacuated. Locals, NGOs and expert teams of Indian Army, BSF and NDRF are carrying on with relief and rescue operations on a war footing. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu today approved the draft Arunachal Pradesh Urban and Country Planning Amendment Bill 2025 at the Cabinet Aapke Dwar held at Zero in Lower Subansiri district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.